Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sai Ramujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh, says NDA government committed to ensuring all-round development in the state. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Maldivian counterpart Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon hold bilateral talks in New Delhi, review various facets of bilateral defence cooperation. Joint Parliamentary Committee holds first meeting on two bills related to One Nation, One Election in New Delhi. India AI signs MOU with Microsoft to drive adoption and development of artificial intelligence in the country. In USA, wildfire in Los Angeles forces nearly 1 lakh residents to evacuate. And in badminton, Indian shuttler HS Pranoy advances to men's singles pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees today in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College grounds in Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched.
ये प्रोजेक्ट आंध्र प्रदेश को विकास को नई ऊंचाई देंगे मेन डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए आंध्र प्रदेश समेत पूरे देश को बधाई देता हूं साथियों आंध्र प्रदेश अपने इनोवेटिव नेचर के कारण आईटी और टेक्नोलॉजी का इतना बड़ा हब है अब समय है आंध्र नई फ्यूचरिस्टिक टेक्नोलॉजीज का सेंटर बने जो टेक्नोलॉजी अभी डेवलप ही हो रही है हम अभी से उनमें लीड लें
The Prime Minister said the NDA government is committed to ensuring inclusive and all-round development in Andhra Pradesh. He said Swarn Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Viksit Bharat 2047.
Andhra Pradesh ne 2047 tak rajya ko करीब 2.5 ट्रिलियन डॉलर की इकोनॉमी बनाने का लक्ष्य रखा है इस विजन को साकार करने के लिए चंद्रबाबू गारू की सरकार ने स्वर्ण आंध्र एट 2047 की पहल की है इसमें केंद्र की एनडीए सरकार भी आंध्र प्रदेश के हर लक्ष्य के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रही है इसलिए केंद्र सरकार लाखों करोड़ की योजनाओं में आंध्र को विशेष प्राथमिकता दे रही है
The Prime Minister said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park or KRIS City will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh.
हमारी सरकार अर्बनाइजेशन को एक अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देखती है और हम आंध्र को न्यू एज अर्बनाइजेशन का एक उदाहरण बनाना चाहते हैं इसी विजन को साकार करने के लिए आज कृष्णापट्टनम इंडस्ट्रियल एरिया यानी क्रिस सिटी का फाउंडेशन स्टोन रखा गया है ये स्मार्ट सिटी चेन्नई बेंगलुरु इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर का हिस्सा बनेगी इससे आंध्र में थाउजेंड्स ऑफ करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट आएगा और लाखों इंडस्ट्रियल जॉब तैयार होगी
Earlier, after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who arrived in Visakhapatnam earlier this evening, received a rousing reception from people during the roadshow. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that the long-standing dream of railway zone in Andhra Pradesh has been realized with the laying of foundation stone for construction of headquarters of South Coast Railway Zone at Visakhapatnam. Speaking on this occasion, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu lauded Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and thanked the Prime Minister for sanctioning multi-crore projects. These projects will make Andhra Pradesh a leader in sustainable development and industrial progress, paving the way for developed India. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, Visakhapatnam.
Later, Prime Minister Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar this evening to attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. He will formally inaugurate the convention tomorrow morning at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Ghassan Mamoun, today reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. They held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. During the talks, both the sides reasserted firm commitment to work closely in realizing the joint vision for India-Maldives Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. The Defence Minister reaffirmed India's readiness to support the Maldives in capability enhancement for defence preparedness, including provisioning of defence platforms and assets to augment its capacities as per its national priorities and in line with New Delhi's Neighbourhood First policy. Mr. Mamoun appreciated India's historical role as the first responder for the Maldives. He thanked New Delhi for assisting Mali in augmenting the modern infrastructural capacities and training of defence and security personnel. On Maldives' request, India handed over defence equipment and stores to the Maldives. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The talks were fruitful and will add new vigour to India-Maldives relations." The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to media, Committee Chairperson BJP MP B.P. Chaudhary said that the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary or political parties. He added that together with all members, the committee will decide to proceed further after taking inputs from everyone. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today announced that India AI, an independent business division or IBD under the Digital India Corporation, has signed an MOU with Microsoft to drive the adoption and development of artificial intelligence or AI in India. As part of the MOU, Microsoft and India AI will skill 5 lakh individuals, including students, educators, developers, government officials and women entrepreneurs by the year 2026. They will also establish an AI center of excellence called AI Catalysts to promote rural AI innovation and support 1 lakh AI innovators and developers through hackathons, community building solutions, and an AI marketplace. They will set up AI productivity labs in 20 national skill training institutes across 10 states to train 20,000 educators and empower 1 lakh students with foundational AI courses in 200 industrial training institutes. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In the United States, Los Angeles has declared a state of emergency as 3 wildfires exploded from 10 acres to more than 2,900 acres within hours. Local media reports that significant landmarks, community buildings, and businesses have been damaged or destroyed by the fires. Nearly 1 lakh people have been told to evacuate from the affected areas, with more than 1,400 firefighters deployed to battle the blazes. Many were forced to abandon cars in the neighborhoods between Malibu and Santa Monica, prompting fire officials to use a bulldozer to move vehicles that piled up as evacuees became stuck in traffic. Mahakumbh 2025 is being held from the 13th of January to the 26th of February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Mahakumbh is a very special opportunity to showcase the rich culture of India. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said this while reviewing the preparations of Kalagram in Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj today.
भारत के लोगों के लिए भी भारत के बहुत सारे हिस्से अछूते हैं. ये भारत के विराट रूप का एक स्थान पर एक जगह पर दर्शन कराने वाला होगा. देश दुनिया से आने वाले सभी लोगों को भारत के सांस्कृतिक वैविध्य से और उत्तर प्रदेश की सांस्कृतिक समृद्धता से परिचय कराया जा सके, इसको लेकर के संस्कृति मंत्रालय ने अपना एक कलाग्राम डेवलप किया है और साथ में उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार ने कला और संस्कृति और पर्यटन इन दोनों का दर्शन कराने के लिए यहाँ अलग अलग अपने क्षेत्र विकसित किए हैं.
Meanwhile, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched the special song of Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to the Mahakumbh 2025 in New Delhi.
Jai Mahakumbh, Jai Mahakumbh, Jai Mahakumbh, Pag Pag Jai Kara Mahakumbh, Tan Kumbh Kumbh, Man Kumbh Kumbh, Jeevan Sara Ab Kumbh Kumbh.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and Director General of Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur were also present on the occasion. Union Minister of State for Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said that the new terminal of Prayagraj Airport will start functioning by the 15th of January. The Union Minister of State said this after an inspection of Prayagraj Airport and a review meeting with the officials in Prayagraj today.
हमारा जो नया टर्मिनल का बिल्डिंग यहाँ पे हो रहा है तो जल्दी से जल्दी पूरा हो जाए इसलिए हम सब प्रयास करें, तो बिल्कुल अच्छा काम चल रहा है और समय से पहले पूरा हो रहा है. 15 तारीख से ये नया टर्मिनल जो बिल्डिंग है ये ऑपरेशन में आ जाएगा. हर एक को एक अच्छी सुविधा यहाँ पे मिलेगी. विमान प्रवास जो भी करेगा, बाहर जाना हो यहाँ आना हो, मुझे लगता है कि अच्छी व्यवस्था यहाँ पे की गई है.
Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and DG National Cadet Corps Gurbir Pal Singh interacted with NCC officers and cadets participating in the Republic Day Camp 2025 in New Delhi today. The Chief of Air Staff motivated the NCC cadets and appreciated their participation in the Republic Day Camp. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the NCC cadets shared their excitement to be a part of the Republic Day Parade.
I am Flight Cadet Darshana Rajparidhi. It gives a very thrilling and exciting experience to be a part of Republic Day Camp 2025. It had been my dream since 2019 when I was a JW cadet, and now I am living that dream.
मेरा नाम फ्लाइट कैडेट राजनंदनी. आरडीसी से सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस और बड़े बड़े ऑफिसर से इंटरेक्ट करना बहुत अच्छे से एक JW जूनियर को सिखाते हैं.
Jai ma'am, I am Cadet Corporal Neeraj Kumar Mishra. This RDC camp has provided us a lot of opportunity. Today I am here. I am also enjoying the camp. I am also making memories. And I also would like to share all these memories with my juniors.
This year, a total of 2,361 cadets, including 917 girl cadets, representing all states and union territories, are participating in the month-long camp. On to sports now. In badminton, AC Indian shuttler HS Pranoy has advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. He defeated Brian Yang of Canada 21-12, 17-21, 21-15 in a rain-affected first-round match. He will take on Shifeng Li of China in the pre-quarterfinal tomorrow. In women's singles, India's Malvika Bansoor also reached the second round of the tournament. She defeated Jin Wei Go of Malaysia in straight sets this afternoon. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, West MP, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad till tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh, says NDA government committed to ensuring all-round development in the state. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Maldivian counterpart Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon hold bilateral talks in New Delhi, review various facets of bilateral defence cooperation. Joint Parliamentary Committee holds first meeting on two bills related to One Nation, One Election in New Delhi. India AI signs MOU with Microsoft to drive adoption and development of artificial intelligence in the country. In US, wildfire in Los Angeles forces nearly 1 lakh residents to evacuate. And in badminton, Indian shuttler HS Pranoy advances to men's singles pre-quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.